Blackstone Audio presents Alice Adams by Booth Tarkington. Chapter 1. The patient, an old-fashioned man, thought the nurse made a mistake in keeping both of the windows open, and her sprightly disregard of his protests added something to his hatred of her. Every evening he told her that anybody with ordinary gumption ought to realize that night air was bad for the human frame.
"The human frame won't stand everything, Miss Perry," he warned her resentfully. "Even a child, if it had just ordinary gumption, ought to know enough not to let the night air blow on sick people, yes, nor well people, neither. Keep out of the night air, no matter how well you feel. That's what my mother used to tell me when I was a boy. 'Keep out of the night air, Virgil,' she'd say. 'Keep out of the night air.'" "I expect probably her mother told her the same thing," the nurse suggested. "Of course she did. My grandmother." "Oh, I guess your grandmother thought so, Mr. Adams. That was when all this flat central country was swampish and hadn't been drained off yet. I guess the truth must have been the swamp mosquitoes bit people and gave them malaria, especially before they began to put screens in their windows. Well, we got screens in these windows, and no mosquitoes are going to bite us. So just you be a good boy and rest your mind and go to sleep like you need to." "Sleep," he said. "Likely."
He thought the night air worst of all in April. He hadn't a doubt it would kill him, he declared.
"It's miraculous what the human frame will survive," he admitted on the last evening of that month. "But you and the doctor ought to both be taught it won't stand too dang much. You poison a man and poison and poison him with this April night air."
"Can't poison you with much more of it," Miss Perry interrupted him indulgently. "Tomorrow it'll be May night air, and I expect that'll be a lot better for you, don't you? Now let's just sober down."